Bienvenidos a un capítulo más de International Talk Time with American Schoolway. Y el día de hoy tenemos un invitado de Trinidad y Tobago. Y aquí van algunos apuntes para que ustedes estén muy pendientes y al final de este podcast puedan evaluar qué tal estuvo su nivel de inglés. ¿Qué nos va a comentar nuestro embajador sobre su impresión de Colombia, sobre su gente, sus espacios, sus experiencias? ¿Qué tan diferente es la comida con la comida de Trinidad y Tobago? ¿Qué tan loco es el clima de Bogotá? ¿Cuáles son los choques culturales que ha tenido? Y por supuesto, al final del podcast, una invitación para que las personas de Colombia puedan visitar Trinidad y Tobago, incluso si ustedes nos escuchan desde Trinidad y Tobago, para que puedan visitar Colombia. Bienvenidos. Welcome to International Talk Time with American Schoolway. Since this moment, this is just English. Enjoy it.
Hi, and welcome to this American Schoolway podcast. This show is talking about the culture between Colombia and other countries. And well, when we say Trinidad and Tobago, probably the first thing that comes to your mind is taking me out. But with this representative, we're going to know a little bit more. So let me introduce you, Dervon. Hi.
Hi, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Very good. Thank you so much. So, well, we're here to talk about a bit more about the culture, this differences between Colombia and Trinidad and Tobago, but they want to know a little bit more about you, so go ahead.
Well, what can I say about me? I would consider myself like a young professional in most regards. I've been a teacher for some years before I came to Colombia. And I think that the fact that I also speak Spanish helped me incorporate myself a bit into the culture here. However, there has been some things even about myself or about this city in general that are a bit difficult for me to wrap my head around, you know? Yeah.
Okay. Well, actually, how was your first time here?
My first time was great, actually, which is still ongoing because I never left the city. It's been good. My first few months were pretty interesting because it's like in your first month where you just find out not everything, but the most of everything.
Sure.
Yeah, so like, even cultural aspects, so let's even say the temperature. The temperature was like a huge thing for me. When I came from a Caribbean country, it's so hot. And then when I come here, I remember teaching my first classes in Suva like this. And they were like, teacher, are you okay? And like, look at me now, I don't even have a jacket on, you know? So it could be like different, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I know that probably one of the months are a little bit fresh are like September, October, it's like 21, 23.
Yeah.
But probably in January, February is like the high.
I feel like there is some serious climate change in Bogotá because when I came, I remember very clearly, I came on September 12th of last year. And literally between like September to November, the end of November, it was like raining every single day. And like now it's like such a difference for these months. It's just been like a lot of sun, some occasions of rain. But you know, I feel like it's so unpredictable in the city.
Well, in terms of food, is there any commonality in like Colombia, Trinidad and Tobago?
Not really. If I have to be honest with you, I mean, a lot of the food in my country is vegetarian. I am a vegetarian as well because the majority, like a large demographic of our population is Hindu. Because of historical processes when we had colonization. So even like this country, I would say, is pretty carnivorous. Because like sometimes the fastest thing that I could get, like, on the street that's vegetarian is, like, arepa con queso. But, like, back home, I could get, like, a lot of vegetarian stuff on the street. So, like, or even the regular palate of what people eat. Oh, my God, it's, like, a lot of meat here. But, I mean, I understand, and it's just a different culture, you know? So, it's all good with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that Peruli, it's a very shocking, it's a culture shock.
Yep.
So, speaking of this, what was this culture shock you had apart from the food?
Apart from the food, well, let's just say, like, my culture shock would have been in a more social sense. I come from a very small country. Like, the population of my country, I think at this moment, is 1.5 million. And I mean, this city, I believe, is 12 million or something like that. So it's a huge difference. You know, life is like, people are just running all the time. And I come from a place where you could say, like, good morning to someone on the street, like a random stranger. But even, like, on your way walking to work. But here, like, if you say buenos dias to someone, it's like, they don't even look at you. So it's different. I understand it's just the city because it's the capital. So, I mean, it makes sense. And, like, another shock for me was, like, Transmilenio. It was, like, so I remember the first times that I have been on it. My boss at that branch at the time in Suwal Mapi was telling me, just, like, look at your pockets. Don't, like, you know, don't feel too comfortable in public transportation. And I mean, I haven't, but, I have at the same time, because I think if you're careful, those things don't matter. Another culture shock for me was that people love to night out here. Like, it's especially in this part. Like, now I live in Chapinero, so everyone is just, like, in this corner you're trasnochando, and, like, everyone is just nighting out, and it's like, it was a lot to get used to. Because after I graduated from university and I started to teach, I mean, I was paying for different things, my apartment, my car, stuff like that. And you sort of age in a bit with those responsibilities. Now that I migrated and I have this phase in my life where I don't quite know if I want to party or I want to just be in bed. You know, it's every day is something new. Like, I feel I just encounter something new every day. Yeah, that about myself, but also about society here.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta get used to it later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so speaking of traveling, if I were a traveler and I want to go to Trinidad or Tobago, what would be your recommendation?
I would definitely recommend, it's not a very safe country, you know, so I in the same way that you guys recommend to us when we come here, like, there are certain parts where you just shouldn't go. I would definitely recommend going during Carnival. It's the safest time. It's not the safest time, but there are lots of more, like, police patrols and stuff like that. You could enjoy literally every single thing that there is to offer. During Carnival, it's also dry season. So you could enjoy, like, waterfalls or just, like, parties on the streets or at stadiums. For us, we call those fêtes. It's a French word because of colonization, so we call it fêtes.
Mm-hmm.
You could enjoy, like, just going around to different neighborhoods. And there's a lot of history, especially to the north of the island. You could find, like, a lot of different things. So I would definitely recommend, like, staying in the north coast and stuff like that.
Okay. What month is the Carnival, sir?
Generally, February or March. It depends on when Ash Wednesday is, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, because the last day of Carnival is the day before Ash Wednesday. So, yeah, it depends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, all the way around, what would be your recommendation for Canadians to come here to Colombia?
If I recommend them to come?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I think that it's beautiful. I could understand that if you at least don't even know basic Spanish, you would have like a difficult time. But yeah, I think the capital city in terms of visiting as a tourist, if you don't know any Spanish, it's fine. Like this city is really good. And even you could find like good tours that are bilingual for other parts. So I think it's great, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So we get a lot of nice information. So, well, unfortunately, time's up. Thank you so much, Derek.
No, thank you.
It was a pleasure. And, well, hope you see you soon in this Emergless Cool Weight podcast and then another session, another episode. So, well, anything else to say?
Thank you so much, Carl. I know, I think that it's, I just want to say, like, to anyone that is considering this, that Bogota, well, Colombia is beautiful, but I really enjoy Bogota in particular. I think it's just like a mixing pot of different people. People from all over the world come to Bogota to work. So I just think it's great. If you want to have a good experience, I recommend.
Ready? Yeah, thank you so much. So
thank you.
See you next time. Bye-bye.